K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, October 27th, 2024. The streak continues for K-State over KU in a dramatic finish in Manhattan, Kansas last night. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much for listening, taking time out to listen to this Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, women's volleyball, big win over Iowa State. More on that coming up later on this week. And so much more. So, volleyball, this is going to have to be a part two because I don't have much time right now. So I'm going to give you your instant reaction here from this football game. Of course, we're going to follow that up with soccer for part two as they lost 2-0 to KU on Friday night. But damn, holy damn, I thought we were screwed last night. And first off, hats off, Jalen Daniels, KU, Lance Leipold. I should know better by now. I said about these rivalry games, you never know what you're going to get out of these rivalry games. I said it on this podcast all week long that you never know. You throw it out. Wow. Incredible finish this NASCAR game, this NASCAR race. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place for part one. Like I said, I have to come back to record part two on my birthday tomorrow morning. But nonetheless, K-State, they're outplayed. This football team were outplayed majority of the night. And just like Ryan Blaney just choked up the lead to Tyler Reddick, he is going to the Championship Four. I'm so sorry, I'm all over the place. Kansas State keeps their Big 12 hopes alive. 29-27. Thank you, Chris Tennant. And I was not so sure. We have followed Chris Tennant during his career at K-State. The ups and downs, the bad kicking, whatever else there is, right? And 51-yarder was true from 51 yards. But it was all set up with a fumble by Jalen Daniels. KU was leading, right? I think by 2 or 1 or whatever, if my memory is correct. I don't know. It's just so many emotions. I might have waked up the neighbors a little bit last night. But holy smokes. That was a hell of a game by KU. But hey, at the end of the game, Wildcat Nation, stand up. We got it done over KU last night to keep the streak alive now. I believe it's 16 times. I know the ESPN commentators kept saying it over and over. But first off, ESPN scoreboard show was wishing, hoping, wanting KU to win this football upset. They almost got what they want. I'm telling you, you watched the ESPN broadcast last night, or before, anyways, a pregame show last night. Boy, they were waiting. They were wanting, hoping, wishing. At least they did show K-State. They did promote K-State, but they're all over KU's ass. I'm sorry, excuse my language, but this is why. It's the reaction of the podcast. They're all wanting KU to upset K-State, and they almost got what they wanted. Almost, right? Almost ESPN. Not quite. The broadcast team did okay, but the pregame show people, woo, they're on KU's ass right there. And, they almost got what they wanted, but they can thank Jalen Daniels for fumbling the football. And KU, the story continues for them, giving up big leads late or some type of a lead late. Again, just like Ryan Blaney did for a Championship Four spot. Tyler Reddick rallies back to get it done. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things. Originally, I had wanted to sit down and do a 30-minute football and soccer. That is not going to happen because on the time of recording this, I have an event I need to attend to that I planned all by myself. So I'm proud of that moment. And I'm going to be wearing Falcons gear in the middle of all this Chiefs fan stuff. But hey, that's why I get right. But hey, I love being the oddball. K-State wins it 29-27 late. Defense made the plays. I tweeted it out. Sorry, excuse me about that. I tweeted this out last night. Defense made the plays. I have not responded to somebody made that comment on my Twitter. That's from Noah's X. I go by Twitter. I'm old school, baby. I'm oddball. And on this podcast, we're the Oddball Podcast. K-State, all things K-State sports. Huge weekend for K-State sports, except for soccer. We will get to that. I'll record that tomorrow morning on a celebratory birthday. That is, I'm not gonna say what number that is, but yeah, hats off to KU, but K-State, they gotta be better. They gotta be better. KU outplayed K-State. I said it, and I'm gonna say it again. But again, K-State, you had to find a way to make plays. They did that. Avery Johnson, costly fumble, giving Kansas the lead for almost the majority of that fourth quarter. But Brennan Mott, thank you, Lord Jesus. Brennan Mott gets a fumble, and I screamed at that television set. Yeah, that's why I might have woke up the neighbors a little bit on that podcast there last night. I'm still getting all kind of commentary from this NASCAR race, everything else in between that. That was something right there that I just saw. So, but yeah, it's just an exciting weekend all around. It's going to continue right on through this week. It's going to be a week-long celebration for yours truly. Pretty much started yesterday, or I should say last night. But yeah, Avery Johnson, the offense, a couple more touchdowns in this game. Avery Johnson, let me see if I can pull up the box score real quick again. K-State escapes Sunflower Showdown. Dylan Sunflower Showdown, 29-27, avoids the upset and keeps their path in line for Arlington. There as well. That's not how I wanted to come out, but oh well. There is that is as well here. Yeah, the scoreline, KU struck first in this game. Then 16 by Kansas State in quarter number two. KU added another touchdown in quarter number two. And then KU, 13 points in quarter number three. And that was it for Kansas there as they could not close the deal on K-State. K-State, 7 in the third, 4th in the 6th. There as well as in another, for the second year in a row, another dramatic game goes down right down the wire. KU could have won last year. And they should have won last night in this game. Hey, let's be honest there. KU, they played a game. But again, Wildcats, get it, made the plays necessary in this game and caught a few breaks there. When you're going through the championship run, going through something like this, again, you have one of these games where you need to make some stops and you need breaks to go your way. And definitely, KU was trying to close out K-State there late in the fourth quarter. Fumble, football. Daniels punched out by Brennan Mott. And that's all she wrote, folks, there as well. Avery Johnson, real quick. There will be a part two coming on this recap. Dylan Sunflower Showdown recap. We will talk a little bit what happened. Again, K-State soccer blanked in their game against KU on the soccer field. Avery Johnson, 253 through the air, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's the good part. Bad part, turn the ball over, fumbling the football, which gave K-State the lead. DJ Giddens, over 100 yards yet again, 102. Jace Brown, your leading receiver, 5 catches for 98 yards. See, I like being the old ball here because I'm going to come up in there wearing red, but different red, because the Falcons escape in the NFC showdown with the Bucks. Bring the brooms out, baby. Bring the brooms out. In full control. But yeah, they need work to. They have some work to do too on the defensive end. On the defensive side too now. So not only K-State, but the Falcons, they need some help on the defensive end as well. This is the K-State podcast, the Pro Project podcast, all things K-State. We're all over the board here, but the main thing here is coming out of last night, Kansas State football Wildcats, who ranked 17th at the time, wins another Dylan Sunflower Showdown classic, if you want to call it that, a nail-biter, whatever it is. Definitely another stressor for sure. But the Wildcat Nation, we are still on pace here to hopefully, quote unquote, not to jump ship, to make Arlington. So now you have Houston next week, but defensive side, Marquis Siegel, second consecutive game with a pick, not a pick six this time like last week, but got another pick. there as well. And how about, almost said KU name there, Austin Romaine, huge game last night. 6 total tackles. Jacob Paris there for a minute. Was picked on in this game. 5 total tackles along with Destin Purnell, Jordan Riley, VJ Payne, Austin Moore had 4. And what a, shout out VJ Payne, right? Running down Jalen Daniels. Oh boy, that got interesting there. The final play, which turned out to be KU's final offensive play of the game. VJ Payne absolutely ran down Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels did a great job evading what would be a pressure there. And Joe Klaneman, defense DC, for defense coordinator for Kansas State football. Damn, you had some cojones. Boy, sending all that pressure. And they didn't send pressure all night. They did not send pressure all night long. And Joe Klaneman said, hell with it. We're just going to send everybody more bodies can block and get Daniels out of the pocket, which he was just burning us there. And I got out of the tab with the KU stats, but that doesn't matter now. But absolutely gutsy performance by K-State at home on the verge of losing that football game. We're for the 2nd straight year, Kansas State. We had no business winning the football game, but hey, we're gonna take it what it is, baby. Hell yeah, take it what it is. Huge win for Kansas State in this game, 7-1. More importantly, you keep your hopes alive for an opportunity to, once again, get an opportunity, goodness gracious, to get to Arlington there. Huge win last night for Kansas State football there. Kansas State, 29, 7-1. Now you go to 4-1 in the conference. Kansas now, 2-6, 1-4, yeah. And Kansas, yeah, I understand it now. Kansas, they should be better. What the record is, but 4th quarter adventures continue for them. K-State escapes another Dylan Sunflower showdown. Now you're sitting there, yep, just keep handling your business, keep on winning, and that what is my guy doing? He's funny. I'm gonna miss him. I know he's gonna be tweeting more Xfinity. I'm sorry. Again, I apologize. I'm all over the place, but this is the best. This is the favorite episode because you're still kind of feeling it and whatnot. But I'm still gonna follow him. I know my driver is gonna retire here in a couple weeks, and thank goodness because can't catch any breaks here in 2024. But K-State catches a break, and we are going on here trying to get to that big dance down in Dallas, though. But a lot more coming. We're going to have part two. I'm going to finish more thoughts on the football. And more part two will be more focused toward K-State soccer. And you know my thoughts on that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But K-State Nation, we continue the streak on KU in the Dylan Sunflower Showdown. Beating them 29, 27, 16th ranked. Well, it was 17th. Now the AP poll came out not too long ago. And now they're 16th ranked in the conference. Little Deacon Dunk. I just don't understand that, but whatever, right? The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're not having a chance to record K-State content. I need to go, folks, but for now, we will continue discussion later on the soccer side, and I'll finish up my talk over on the football side, and when we come back, or next episode, we'll focus more on the soccer side, and yes, K-State women's volleyball. That is what I'm talking about. Iowa State goes down 3-2 there. Again, more on that coming earlier front of this podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast, definitely make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's why we're unique, folks. I keep saying this all the time. I love being the oddball. Love it, baby. That's gonna wrap things up with another edition, postcast edition, reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Kansas State, 16th ranked now, 29. Kansas, 27. From Bill Snyder Family Stadium, Alex Zane out there in Southern California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here coming up this week. Go Cats!